Every day, you get 3 KTAR News expansions, 8, noon, and 5. 15 minutes of commercial-free, nonstop news traffic and weather brought to you by...
Sweet James.
That was really lame. Sweet James.
Chad's not here.
The people's accident attorney. I'm Becky Lynn on Arizona's news station, KTAR News. Well, they're still trying to unravel the governor's executive order. So here they are, unraveling. Gatos and Monica in for Chad.
Jeez, boy. Way to besmirch me in the 5 o'clock hour.
Well, you were really off key.
She speaks the truth. She speaks the truth.
Oh, well, it has been a crazy week. But you know what's great? It's been a good week.
It has been a good week.
We're not talking about things getting canceled. We're not talking about death. We're not talking
about Arizona being the worst at this study or in last place here.
Worst on the planet.
Yes.
Right. What we've talked about this week is 2 million shots into Arizonans' arms. We're talking about your kids having the option to go and have in-person learning. That'll happen in a couple weeks. Today, the executive order by Governor Ducey, if you're just getting out of the office or what have you, you're listening at home on your computer or Alexa, listen, it's good stuff. I mean, what came down today, no more capacity limits for businesses in Arizona. So let's explain exactly what that means, because it at the beginning of reading it, Monica, it was confusing.
It was confusing.
So let's spoon feed it to everybody, because we had it spoon fed to us. So let's spoon feed it to everybody.
So let's back up. Remember in July of 2020, Ducey came out and he gave the executive order that said it had to be less than 50% capacity in restaurants.
Let's start with restaurants.
So less than 50% capacity, and you had to social distance, which means that you had to be at least 6 feet apart. The tables had to be at least 6 feet apart.
Right.
Fast forward now to the executive order that came out today. Mm-hmm. Ducey decided that those capacity limits, so that limit of less than 50%, is now rescinded.
Gone.
Which means there's no percentage, there's no number that's required or not required. It's how many other people you can have in your restaurant as long as...
Boom. Social distancing rules happen. 6 feet apart. So... if you think about a restaurant you've been to and you say, wow, they could easily fit more tables in here. Well, restaurants will probably start fitting more tables in. Here's the thing, though. 6 feet apart is the rule. That is still in effect. Masks still in effect. So let's be really, really clear. If you want to go to a restaurant and you're worried that there's going to be a table 1 foot away from you, they're breaking the rules, and you have every right to stay or leave. It's supposed to be 6 feet away. So it's not how many tables can we fit into our restaurant again. No, it's there will be more people in restaurants if they choose to go 6 feet apart. That is still the case. Social distancing rules, 6 feet apart is still in effect. You got to wear your mask because the mask mandates in the cities that have them still in effect. But restaurants can say, all right, instead of, my goodness, we had half of the restaurant. Well, the restaurant can say, my goodness, we had tables that were 20 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
You can move them in now.
Yep, as long as they stay 6 feet apart.
6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's talk about movie theaters. Let's play a clip from Dr. Christ earlier today.
There are certain requirements within movie theaters that will still be in effect to maintain that 6 feet of distance. But that is something that the surveyors would look for if that was the complaint.
All right. You want to go to a movie theater. Maybe you haven't been to a movie theater. I haven't been to one in over a year.
Yeah, I haven't been to one.
Becky Lynn was at one a couple of weeks ago. She said there were 6 people there. So there was plenty of room. Here's the deal. They will fit more people in, but you have to be 6 feet apart. So it's, again, there's no more capacity limits for these businesses. But you can't, let's say you go to the movie by yourself. You're not sitting next to a perfect stranger. That's not happening
2019,
yet.
If it was the opening weekend and you went to movie by yourself, you'd be sitting probably next to 2 strangers.
Exactly. Not the case. If we have restaurants and movie theaters that are following the rules, 6 feet apart, masks, And that's
pretty much it. Yeah.
So hopefully that explains it, because it was difficult to try and read through this. And you're wondering, you know, is it going to be like a free-for-all? And is there going to be tons and tons of people? There will be more. But it's not, there's nothing like 100%. I'll give you the example I've been using all day. Movie theater. You got 100 seats in the movie theater. Can you fill 100 seats?
No.
Because you have to be 6 feet apart. You can't fit 100 people in 100 seats and keep people 6 feet apart. So that's the deal. That's what we're doing. Now, some people think that we're jumping the gun a little bit. Mayor Kate Gallego is one of them.
But
she's going to join us in about 10 minutes.
And let me throw in there that if you are thinking that, let's look at this week. Dr. Chris came out earlier today and said that this week we're at 3.9% positivity. All right. That's very good. We haven't been at this level since May, I believe it was. And that 60% of Arizonans have had at least one shot, and 28% of Arizonans are fully vaccinated. So now is the time that we can start loosening some of our requirements. So do we need to wait longer? Sure, we can always wait longer, but do we need to? When we've got the top doctor in our state saying that we've got these numbers, we've got more vaccinations coming, then you know what? It's okay to start making some changes.
So let me just go over the numbers with you, because I'm awful at numbers and I want you to correct me. 60% of Arizonans have at least one shot.
Correct.
Okay, so let's go through that. 60% of Arizonans have at least one shot.
Mm-hmm.
That means most likely they're, you know, you, I know the Moderna, after a couple weeks, you're 80% good. You're going to get more good. Sorry about my language. You're going to get more good after the second shot.
Yes.
Okay. So if you take 60% of Arizonans that have at least one shot,
mm-hmm.
they're pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Take 20% of Arizonans who have been infected.
Mm-hmm.
We're at 80%.
That's pretty good. I mean,
that is awesome.
Yeah, it is. How true is that?
I get it. I know.
Because we don't know enough about COVID. But still, Arizona is kicking some major booty right now with these vaccinations and our numbers.
So what you need to know is this, and I know it's ad nauseum and you hate hearing it, just protect yourself with a mask. Protect other people with a mask.
Stay the course,
Arizonans. Stay the course. That's all you have to do.
Mask up.
Yeah. You're gonna take the mask off when you get to the table and you eat. Keep the masks going. Get vaccinated. We're getting close, and we're gonna get back to normal soon.
You know, I'm pretty excited. I'm going to a restaurant tonight.
Yeah,
I'm going to stop and buy a tape measure.
No, you're not.
No, I'm just kidding.
No,
but it'll be interesting to see if they've heard about this and if they made any changes. In fact, I might ask the manager just
it's gonna take
for conversation
some time
just
to
see.
It's going to take some time to get out, and I'm sure that a lot of restaurants have no idea about this. Also, some of your friends, you got to figure out what's the comfort level. You know, are you going to head back to a restaurant that's much more crowded? That's your call. But things are going in the right direction. All right. Somebody who doesn't like what the governor did today with his executive order is Mayor Kate Gallego. She joins us next.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
You're locked in to the Gatos and Chad Show.
The big announcement from Arizona Governor Doug Ducey today. Looks like we are open for business. A lot of restaurants, movie theaters. There's not going to be limited capacity. The masks, well, they're still there. It's not like Texas where they said, you know, basically go and burn your mask. So let's see what the mayor...
We're not a bunch of Neanderthals.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's see what the mayor of Phoenix thinks about Governor Doug Ducey's plan. Joining us now is Kate Gallego, Phoenix mayor. How you doing, mayor?
I'm doing okay, but I'm concerned about the governor's executive orders.
Okay. Tell us why.
We have so many people in Arizona who are not yet eligible to be vaccinated, including people with significant health challenges and disabilities. We are not through COVID-19 yet. There is still... rising. We woke up today to an even larger number of cases of diagnosed COVID-19. We have to stay the course for a little bit longer. There's great positive momentum in terms of where we're going with vaccines, but we can't go back to pre-COVID levels in our community. This executive order sends a signal that everything's okay and we can go back to getting rid of precautions. We're not there yet. And I'm worried people will want to do the right thing, but take the wrong message from the governor's executive order.
So, Mayor Gallego, if it were up to you, you would not have done what Governor Ducey did today, correct?
You know, we're in a state that does not have a statewide mask requirement. Mm-hmm. These things are basic, common sense precautions. My message to anyone who is listening is we're not through COVID-19 yet. I think there's some people who say, you know, if the governor says it's okay, I'm going to go to crowds and be maskless. And I'm worried we're sending the wrong message.
Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego is joining us, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, with the big announcement that restaurants can open up. There's no limited capacity. Let's talk about masks, because in your city, you have a mask mandate. That's not going away. That's a good thing. You give the governor credit for that?
I worked with my fellow mayors to get the permission from the governor. He'd originally preempted us from putting in a mask requirement.
Right.
So we do think that slowed transmission, and we will keep that in place. I think it is good news that the governor didn't preempt us from doing so, but I still think we should have a statewide mask requirement.
Okay, but he didn't take away the mask. It wasn't like the governor of Texas who said no masks anywhere. It seems to me that this was a measured approach. If he's going to, you know, allow you guys to keep the mask mandates, that's a big, big deal, Mayor.
That does help, and it will keep people in this community safer.
Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego is joining us. What happens with bars and nightclubs in Phoenix, in your town? Is all that still the same? Is the mitigation there? Are they not allowed to pack it in?
My concern is the executive order applies to restaurants that have food and that bars that are serving food may take advantage of that. If you remember back to July when we were number one in the country,
mm-hmm.
It was younger people who started getting the cases and then bringing it home. But we had explosive growth in the under 40 demographic, and many people believe that bars were a huge contributor to that. They were able to be open if they were serving food. So I am concerned that it will be difficult to do any type of enforcement if you got a bowl of nuts out.
You said that you were concerned about the message that this is going to give. Is the city of Phoenix, you know, through your office or through any kind of public outreach, going to continue or create some new messages out there saying, hey, even though Governor Ducey said this, it's still important that we keep our masks, or at least in the city of Phoenix, we want to still go in this direction and be safe?
I'm very concerned about the confusion that's created mm-hmm. by the governor's executive order. People want to do the right thing. But when they're getting a message that we can go back to old traditions, I mean, people are eager for that.
Yeah.
We're close. The light is at the end of the tunnel, but now is not the time to relax and go back to 2019.
Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego is joining us. I'll be flat out honest with you, Mayor. I've been to restaurants in Phoenix. Some are 50%. Some are 100%.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, there are times when I go into a restaurant and my wife and I walk out because we look at the bar mm-hmm. and it's packed. So I don't know really what's changed today. There's no policing. There was nobody checking on these mitigation efforts. I mean, you know that, right?
Most restaurants are complying. They are trying to do the right thing. They want to keep their customers healthy. But now they're going to get this mixed message that we can go back to it. And it's a huge disincentive for the people who are playing by the rules, because they could lose customers to those who are not. It feels like this is rewarding people who are not taking public health seriously.
Wait, how so?
We have restaurants that want to do the right thing and keep safety precautions
right.
in place.
But then you have other restaurants who are like, we're just going to open it up and we know we're not going to get caught.
But most restaurants have been compliant, and now we're sending the wrong message that everyone should go whole hog. And safety measures have worked. We have good data saying that they have slowed the spread of COVID-19. I understand there's great political pressure to make changes, but I think better to follow public health advice, which is to stay the course.
You've mentioned confusion twice now. I guess I want to pick your brain. What in your mind is the confusing part about opening up the restaurants? Does it have to do with the fact that that doesn't mean that now we can stand shoulder to shoulder? We still have the 6-foot requirement. Is that what you mean by confusion, or just the overall that, hey, we're okay now, let's go party?
I think there's confusion about how seriously people need to take COVID-19. If we're saying go back to your gyms and restaurants and movie theaters just like you did before COVID-19, even if you've not been vaccinated, My message to people is that COVID-19 is still in our community. We're at low levels of testing, but we again saw a bump in cases today. A lot of people have not had access to vaccines. Mm-hmm. Please be cautious.
Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego is joining us. The Suns and the Diamondbacks play in Phoenix. One of the things in Governor Ducey's executive order is, you know, he wants spring training, you know, Major League Baseball, hockey, put a plan together and get it to the governor's office. What do you want to see for the Suns and D-backs in terms of a crowd?
So indoor environments are the more concerning environments because we know that more spread is likely to occur there. Even with outdoor environments like spring training, I think you still need common sense precautions, particularly around places like bars where people might be buying alcohol and less likely to be masked.
How about a D-backs game if they have the roof open?
I think that the more ventilation you have, the better situation there is. Mm-hmm.
Did the governor give you the heads up on what he was going to do today?
No, he did not.
All right. Phoenix Mayor Kate Gallego, thank you for joining us. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for having me back.
Monica, just so you know, the governor did not give me a heads up today either. And that doesn't surprise me.
I don't think he gives anybody a heads up.
I don't think so either. But I think a lot of people are liking this move. A couple of big moves this week.
I think they're good, positive moves.
Yeah, it means we're heading in the right direction. All right. Story time is coming up in just a second.
It's story time on the Gatos and Chad Show. After giving you 19 hours and 45 minutes of news this week, the guys give you an inside look at their personal lives.
All right, and Chad is off today. Monica Lindstrom is in. So, would you like me to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
And make it quick. I got some important sharing today.
All right. I'll start the timer. All right. So, in my world, right around this time last year, you know, it's spring break.
Mm-hmm.
And my wife is in her last year of teaching.
Yes.
All heck broke loose.
Mm-hmm.
She was teaching second grade, and spring break happened. The kids went home. No one ever came back. That year ended.
Yeah, so weird.
And she was retiring. It was always going to be 2020. And it was such a hard thing for her because that's not how you want to go out.
No. Mm-hmm.
During a pandemic, she didn't get those moments with the children.
She didn't get the party.
No, no.
The flowers.
So she went back into the classroom today.
Oh.
She went and got vaccinated. She said, I'm going to come and help and sub. And she was not going back into the classroom, but she didn't want to leave it on that note. She also knows that a lot of, we've got a teacher shortage. So she went and got the vaccine. She went back into the classroom for the first time today. I don't know what happened. I'm sure it was awesome. But she said, this is what I want to do. I want to go back in and help. And that's what she's done. So for the first time in about a year, she went back into the classroom and helped out. So she's awesome.
Yeah.
She is awesome. That is, I mean, that's pitching in. That's going
gonna
and
need
helping
to
kids.
Give her a party at the end of the school year.
I think it would be great.
Yes. For retirement.
It's a story time. Monica, what do you have from your personal life?
Well, I'm really excited about this because I'm on the board of Arizona Foundation for Women, and we are a nonprofit that works really hard to move the needle forward when it comes to the safety, health, and economic empowerment of women. And our fundraiser this year has a roller derby theme. So it's called the AFW Derby.
Hmm.
All right. So we're getting teams together, and then you do fun things. You know, it's all virtual, right? We're not actually going to get out there on the track like the Derby Dames, which is a real roller derby group here in Arizona.
They're tough.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I can't wait till they get back in session. But anyway, I roped you and Chad and Lloyd Banks into being team captains with me. So we have a team, and you can find that over on azfw.org. Okay. And I've also posted it on Instagram and Facebook. So we need our fantastic listeners and fans and friends to look at our posts and go ahead and join our team or donate to Arizona Foundation for Women, and they will get a personalized thank you note from you and Chad. Oh,
they
yeah.
Will?
Did you know I was going to do that? Yeah. And from Lloyd, too. And I'm really excited to have you guys on my side for this.
All right. We're going to post some of this on our social media in the next week or so.
Very excited.
Do we have a team name?
Oh, yeah. We are the Renegade Radio Rollers.
Can I be the captain?
You better talk to Chad about that. I'll let you two push and beat and fight it out.
I want to put the C on, you know, right?
Okay. All right. We'll see what we can do.
Monica, you're the best. It's always fun doing a show with you.
Aw, thanks, Gator.